T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Anytime romance pops up in Chelsea's life, we create a love radio novela, which is a love radio soap opera. And so far, let me tell you this right here. So far, it has been very rare for any man to make it past the first date.
Yeah.
And get renewed for a second episode.
We've been a lot of one and dones on the novella so far.
True. Pilot show, shot down.
We've had some eliminate themselves before we even really got to talk about it. We're sliding into DMs. Man, wait!
But we just found out that the man that Chelsea went on a blind date with last week, that her friend hooked her up with, a.k.a. Mr. Bird Box, made it to a second date.
Wow!
Everything was great, except una cosa.
One thing.
And the title of this radio novela, 97.1 AMP Radio, is Chelsea y Mr. Caja de Pájaros.
Chelsea and Mr. Bird Box.
And if you haven't seen the Bird Box, they're blind and stuff like that, so we're playing off of that for the blind date.
I almost said Box of the Bird. Because of how you say it in Spanish.
Chelsea,
switcheroo.
What happened with Mr. Bird Box?
Yeah, so
with the second date that went wrong.
Yeah, so it was kind of a last minute date. It was a It was on a weekend. It was very loud. I was hanging out with friends. I actually was in full-on workout gear, no makeup.
Whoa, so you're getting really comfortable.
Yeah,
with that
it was kind of one of those things where he asked me to meet up to grab a smoothie or something, and I was like, "Well, this is me. So this is how I spend my weekend. So whatever." So I ended up meeting up with him, and it was a really fun date. And you know, it's funny with this one because my friend hooked us up, and from the get-go, I was sort of like, I talked to you guys about it
you're
in
skeptical.
The studio a little bit because I just didn't really know if like she fully knew my type. I kind of from what I didn't know much about him, but what I did, I was
also,
you know, kind of judging
the situation.
Was
she in it for you or in it for her?
Yeah.
Like, his friends love to do that. Like, I know your type better than you. Man.
Yeah. And plus, he's not an international man.
That's true. He's American born.
He's from the Midwest.
And he lives in Southern California, which is very rare for Chelsea to date.
This is huge for me. So, we had a really, really good date. Just a good conversation talking about very adult things. The end of the date, again, I was like pleasantly surprised. I looked back and like, this was really fun. So, he's like, okay, let me walk you to your car. So we walk, you know, the two blocks to my car.
Oh, no.
And we're standing there outside my door. And it's, you know, that's that awkward moment of like,
right, what's going to happen now? How
like,
do I say
happens?
Goodbye?
What do we do? And like, he goes in for like a hug. And so I'm like, oh, we're going. But then as we're going in for the hug, I'm realizing, oh, no.
It's
He's
a kiss.
He's going in for a kiss.
Wow.
And my inner monologue's like, oh, is this happening? Oh, yeah. Okay. This is happening right now.
Mr. Caja de Pájaro going in. Por el beso.
Mr. Bird Box going in for a kiss.
And so instantly, like, I don't know what got into me, but I kind of started, like, nervously laughing.
Oh, God.
No. I don't know what
That's
it was.
That's never
like,
what
I
you
just,
want
like,
to happen.
I just wasn't, I don't, I just wasn't expecting it. And then we both had hats on, so our hats, like, hit each other.
Oh, my
And it's,
gosh.
Like, this awkward, like, how do you move your head? Where do I move mine? And it had to have been, like, one of the most awkward kisses. And then it was, like, we kissed at first and then, like, backed away and then kind of kissed again, but it wasn't good. And we looked over and we're standing in front of this, like, Italian deli window, and there's like probably like 15 couples just staring at us, like so apparent that like, oh, that's a first kiss for sure. Oh. We just kind of like laughed. So he's like, okay, cool, and then like
Gotta
turns
go.
Around, walks away. I get in my car and I just start like nervously laughing, and I'm like, what just happened? That
oh
is so
God.
Embarrassing. The most awkward kiss
so
ever.
At that point, the date con Mr. Caja de Pájaro was going great.
Yeah.
And because of that first kiss fail, are you questioning everything now because of that?
I think physical chemistry is so important.
Oh my God.
So my
Chelsea.
Thing, but here's the thing. I agree. I don't think that I know enough because like it was so awkward and not ideal. So I still like plan on seeing him again, but I'm also questioning, like, but maybe we don't have that chemistry. Like, I just have all these questions because it's true. Like, physical chemistry is
it's
so
huge.
Important. Yeah.
You got to have that. You got to have all of it. And you got the other stuff. And so everything's perfect except for one thing. I just can't. I want to hear from him about what like, if I had a girl nervously laugh in any form of. When I'm in any form of intimacy. Thank God he wasn't, like, taking his pants off and you intimate. Oh, God.
Cuidado con el pájaro dentro de la caja.
The thing that was funny, he like texted me right after and was like, oh, well, that was awkward and called it out. And
oh,
then
that's cool.
Texted me a couple, like yesterday, texted me about it too. So we kind of had a laugh about it, which is good, but it's still like.
So are you questioning if you should continue dating Mr. Caja de Pájaro or not?
I mean, no, because it was a really good date. I mean, I think I have a little bit of questions, but I'm still gonna hang out with him again. I just
But you definitely
I have no idea what that meant.
Can tell by just the way you're talking about it that there is a level of like, is this how it's gonna like? Do we not have that?
Yeah, I've just never had that so blatantly happen before.
Give us a call, shoot us a text 877-971-HITS. If you're in Chelsea's situation, had that awkward first kiss with Mr. Caja de Pájaro.
Well, hopefully you didn't have it also with Bird Box guy because that'd be really awkward. Caller's like, I kissed the same guy the same way.
Probably. Would you give him another chance or just end things? 877-971-HITS, number to call or text. Help our girl Chelsea out. That's what our text saying,
got a couple good texts. I personally, for me, this one's kind of a deal breaker for me. Like, I had a girl one time, I made out with her, and her tongue in my mouth was like a little fishtail. It was like flipping around. I'm like, and I couldn't look at her the same way. She's a very sweet person, but it just ruined my vision of her. From the 808, we got goofy, awkward moments or the stories you tell for life, Chelsea. Give it a chance. But on the next date, be careful that he just doesn't stink at this romance
part.
Yeah,
true. That's so true.
Then we got this one. My love life is exactly like Chelsea's.
Aww.
From the 805. LOL. I just ended things with a guy I was introduced to because I felt no chemistry.
There it is.
Then from the 301, we got, give him another chance. My first kiss with my current boyfriend was hella awkward. Our teeth even banged together, but 3 years later, we're madly in love with the greatest chemistry ever.
Oh my gosh, that happened to me once, which is easy because if you've seen my teeth,
you got beautiful pearly ones, dude.
But I will ask you this, Chelsea, because you said it was awkward, and I want to ask you, when he went in for the kiss, did he tilt to the left or to his right?
Oh my God, I feel like I blacked out. I don't remember. I think
because that is a game changer.
Okay, wait, I think he tilted to
Tell me after we get our phone calls.
Okay.
Think about that for a second. Okay. Because I went in for a kiss with a girl and she tilted to her left, and that is the wrong way to tilt. You're a psychopath if you tilt your head to the left to go in for a kiss.
Hey, well, thanks for judging me if that's the way I tilted my head.
And then we crashed our teeth together.
I
kind of
just go in for it, whatever angle. Right? I can get in where you fit in. That's too short.
Think about that. All right? Did he tilt to the left or to the right? All right, she's from Mission Viejo. Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Doing great, bro. After that awkward first kiss with Chelsea and Mr. Caja de Pájaros, should she give him another chance?
Oh, of course you should. Well, I mean, think about it. If you had everything perfect and he messed up that one kiss because you weren't expecting it, you weren't dolled up or ready to go for it.
Yeah.
At the very end of the next date, you should ask him, would you like to recover from last date's kiss?
Okay.
I feel like
every guy's going to call in today saying like, yeah, give him another shot at me. It's just like, you know, one awkward thing happens because we've all been there. Yeah.
Exactly, bro.
I mean, I completely messed up once. I didn't know the vibe I was getting right there. I leaned in and she didn't know what the hell's going on. I was like, I'm going for the hug. And then she put her face on my face. I was like, oh, crap, we're going for the kiss? All right, we're going for the kiss. So, like, it was a great date and I didn't know how to end it. I made the mistake as well.
You, like, just put her nose in your mouth?
Cause
By the way, you have a little bit of a sinus buildup.
I got it. Don't worry.
Archie, thank you for calling in, bro. Appreciate you supporting Mr. Bird Box. Later. Claire from Sherman Oaks. Good morning.
Good morning.
Second date. Chelsea's on with Mr. Bird Box and a weird, awkward first kiss. Give him another shot at yay or nay.
Oh, of course. This happened exactly with my girlfriend and I on our first date.
Yeah.
And it was like a great first date, and then I think she was going in for the hug, and I thought it was a kiss, and I awkwardly leaned over and like kissed her cheek. it was really uncomfortable, but I mean, we've been dating for almost 4 years now, and I think it's just like, it's endearing. Yeah,
and I like the fact that he called it out, like, that was kind of awkward, right? So that's cool. He was aware of it.
Exactly what she did, too. And I was like, thank God.
Worked out for Claire, Chelsea.
All right. That gives me hope. Okay.
Real positive. Cool. Claire, thank you for calling in. Appreciate you listening to us.
Yeah, Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
A lot of hope, Chelsea.
Yeah.
So do you remember if he tilted to his left or to his right?
Yeah, so looking back on that moment, I believe he tilted to the right, and I think I tilted to the left, but
so
it was more,
one.
I know, I guess I'm the weird one, but I was actually just like going in for the hug, I thought.
Oh, that, see, so that's
kinda
what
doesn't,
see,
yeah.
That's ruined so many first kisses, the I'm not sure if we're hugging or kissing right now.
Yeah.
The way to play it safe as a guy is always go in for like the cheek closest to the mouth, so at the last second you can audible.
So
you feel the vibe.
If you're the one that tilted to the left, which is the wrong way to tilt for a kiss, I wonder if he's questioning right now.
Oh my God, I didn't think of that!
Is Chelsea the one for me or not? She tilts to the left when she goes in for a kiss!
Oh, are you even gonna get a third date?
This is upsetting. Okay, well, we can't win them all.
Has he already reached out to invite you to a third date?
Yeah.
Ow!
Oh, there we go. Maybe he did have chemistry.
Do-do-do. All right, we'll keep you updated. Again, he's made it the furthest, guys. Picked up for the third episode of Chelsea y Mr. Caja de Pájaros.
Chelsea and the Bird Box Guy.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.